Welcome to the Sunday podcast from LifeDean. Reflections on the upcoming Catholic Mass readings so you can make the most of your Sunday. Here's your host, the Bible geek, Mark Hart.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the podcast for this fourth Sunday in Ordinary Time. I'm your host, Mark Hart. Let's get to it. Have you ever made friends online just because you're such a fun, smart, pithy, clever person, guy or gal? Have you ever made enemies online because you're holy or trying to be, or you're trying to point out things that are not? I have made a whole lot of enemies online, and that was not my intention. But sometimes when you call out stupidity, and again, well, you don't judge me. I can judge your action as stupid without judging your soul. So don't you judge me judging you, Judgy Judgerson, okay? Sometimes you have to point out online, sometimes you have to point out to people's faces, you know, when they're doing something stupid, or when they're doing something that's going to hurt them or ultimately kill them when it comes to sin or even possible physical death, right? But sometimes speaking truth really hurts. And sometimes speaking truth means you're not going to make a lot of friends. In this first reading, we're going to hear about the prophet Jeremiah. Now, God had anointed Jeremiah. He appointed him. He had a vocation for him, even when he was still in the womb. That was going to be Jeremiah's role. Now, Jeremiah, he was called the weeping prophet for a reason. Seems like he's constantly whining and crying throughout his letter. Not because he's a bad dude, but because God called him to a really difficult job. Jeremiah was a younger guy. He was being called to live this priestly life, this prophetic life. And to live that as a young guy, when people older than you, who looked down on you, who didn't respect you or condescending to you, when they weren't living the holy life and you had to call them out, that's a pretty rough gig. You know, Jeremiah didn't volunteer to become a prophet. He got drafted and he did a great job, but it was a hard life. And there's certain times elsewhere in Jeremiah, he's saying, look, I don't even want to talk about you anymore. I want to keep it in because it's just so hard. But then I can't keep it in because of your love, because it's you, because I can't keep it in because you're so great, God. But God is trying to say, look, this is what's going to happen. Okay. Give it time. And in time, everything's going to be just fine. All right. But you know, maybe in the time being, they're not going to like you, but over time, it's going to turn out pretty well. But it wasn't just the prophet. It wasn't just Jeremiah or Isaiah or Malachi or Micah that had it hard. Jesus had it hard. He's priest, prophet, and king. And here he is in his hometown of Nazareth, and he's just speaking truth. He's not doing anything wrong. He's speaking truth. He's the connecting the dots about different stories in the Old Testament. And they get so upset with hometown boy Jesus in Nazareth. What are they going to do? They're going to throw him off the hill. They're going to throw him over the hill, over the cliff in Nazareth, because they didn't like what this carpenter turned rabbi had to say. He was speaking truth, and the people didn't like it. Now, maybe you said to yourself before, you know, what am I doing wrong? Why are these people getting upset with me? Well, maybe your tone was wrong if you posted something online that was maybe challenging or a little too holy. You know, maybe you didn't do it right in your phrasing, that kind of thing. Or maybe you did. Maybe you did do it right and people just didn't like the truth. You know, when I was a kid and I'd be lying in bed, not wanting to get up for school, and it'd be a dark room, and it's a cold room, and the blankets are warm, and the blinds are shut, and it felt really good. But then my mom would come in and she'd turn on the lights and she'd open the blinds and she'd kick the mattress and tell me to get up. You know, I didn't like it because when you're in the darkness, the light stinks. When you're in the darkness, the light's too bright. It's uncomfortable. It forces you to move out of your comfort zone. And there are a lot of people in your life, possibly in your home, possibly in your circle of friends, your school, your workplace, wherever you go. There's a lot of people that are living in the darkness. They're comfortable in the darkness. They don't like anybody living the light, breathing the light, speaking the light, because it challenges them. They have to get up and wake up and join the living. They'd rather just kind of stay complacent in the darkness, maybe in sin, in shame, in apathy. And when you're living a holy life, you're living light. And sometimes that's going to just turn people off. Maybe people are upset with you about your faith, not because you've done it wrong. Maybe they're upset with you about your faith because you're doing something very right. And that's what you have to stop and ask yourself. And what you have to do is you have to hold yourself up to the filter that St. Paul is talking about in the second reading. This great treatise, the greatest treatise ever written on love. Shakespeare can't even hold a candle to St. Paul when it comes to love. And he says, love is patient and it's kind and it's not jealous. It's not pompous. It's not inflated. It's not rude. It's not self-interested. It's not quick-tempered. It doesn't rejoice over wrongdoing. It rejoices in truth. If you have been all these things, if you have been loving when you've tried to share truth with people, if you've been loving in the way you post, in the way you speak and don't speak, in the way you interact with people, if you've been loving and they get mad at you, you know what? That's of God. And you can't change that because you're called to speak truth and live beauty and live in goodness. That's the barometer. That's how you measure whether or not it's of God. If you have acted in a godly way, in a loving way, in a way that judges actions but not souls and speaks truth with clarity and compassion and mercy, then you have nothing to apologize for. Maybe, just maybe, like Jeremiah, God had a prophetic mission for you. Maybe he's appointed you that prophet to your family or to your school or your workplace or to your nations. And you know what? Even those closest to you, like the hometowners in Nazareth, might not want to hear what you have to say. Here's hoping they don't try to throw you off a hill. Have a great week, everybody.
For more Catholic content, check out lifeteam.com. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And remember to subscribe to this podcast for weekly reflections. God bless.